Welcome back to the Mama Distinct Show. I'm Shirley Nordrum.
I'm Sharon Nordrum.
And today we're visiting with Chelsea Snyder. She's from the Minnesota Indigenous Business Alliance. And we're going to talk about that and the Bi-Native. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys too. I'm Chelsea Snyder with the Minnesota Indigenous Business Alliance, also known as MINIBA. And we work throughout the state of North Dakota and throughout the Midwest region to align resources, connect Indigenous entrepreneurs and communities with those resources to help transform individual lives and the lives of the community in general. So thank you for having us on regarding the Bi-Native program. I really appreciate it.
I really have to be honest and say I've never heard of it. Is it relatively new? Or
the Bi-Native campaign started kind of reestablishing itself last year. So MINIBA's had a Bi-Native work group throughout the state of Minnesota for a few years now. But once I came on, it was kind of my job to reinvigorate and kind of get the leaders and the team members back on and find a direction of where we were going. One of the big things that we had talked about and that we had wanted to do was a Bi-Native campaign. So you see a lot of the buy local, shop local campaigns.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Indian country, there is no Main Street. There is no like big place that everybody can show off and brick and mortar and all that. And so really the campaign kind of started out as, okay, we're telling people to buy native, and it progressed from there. How do you buy native? Where do you buy native? Mm-hmm. And how can everybody make sure that it's accessible and that it's easy to use? Where it's not just word of mouth, and we're not just talking about agriculture or ranching or artisans. We're talking about everybody that is Indigenous that is doing business in whatever way, shape, or form.
So is there like a... Do you have a website with a directory where you can go look at, you know,
yes,
say
you.
I was needing a, say I needed a native technical designer, something like that. So is that person contact you and then they get on a list and then you can, like, how would that work?
It's actually all self-serving. So if you go to our website, www.mniba.org, you'll be able to see our Bi-Native business directory. You'll be able to see what it's about, who's already listed, and you'll be able to list yourself. The only thing that we actually require is that you submit a proof of enrollment. Uh-huh. So that way we're making sure that everybody who's registering and everybody who's buying or referred from the directory is actually buying native. They know, they can have faith in this mm-hmm. directory that it is all native.
Okay. So
it started out originally just in Minnesota. The Bi-Native business directory has been around for a while, but again, with the reinvigoration of the work group and the direction that we wanted to take with it. And of course, I gotta throw a shout out to my awesome director, Pamela Standing. With her, you know, getting a little bit of extra help with myself being contracted and Jess Aceto, we're able to kind of move a little bit more forward in the Bi-Native direction.
I got a t-shirt. That's a good way to get word out to natives. We love our t-shirts.
Yes,
we will work our butts off for a t-shirt. You know, you start out with your spring collection, but you know, you're at Leech Lake, you got to do the fun run, you know, get t-shirt. But, you know, so you work your way through the seasons with the t-shirts. But, I mean, that's a great way to get the message out. And that's a message to us as natives and then people who are not native seeing us wearing that advertisement, you know. But how else, you know, I'm doing some radio shout out, you know. Mm-hmm. What else are you thinking about trying to get word out to people? And do you have a specific group of people that you're really trying to get the message out to?
Right now, it's in kind of the beginning phases. So where we're hoping to take the business directory is to its own separate entity, its own separate page, and to bring it first in the Midwest region. Because right now, we have over 250 individuals or organizations listed from the state of Minnesota that are native. But our goal is to continue within Minnesota, but then to branch out to the Midwest region and eventually nationally. So that's where we envision it going. How long it's going to take to get there, you never know. But once it catches on, that's where we're taking it. And so the advertisement that comes along with it is doing stuff like this, talking to individual people, going to different vendoring events. I was able to go to the Zigwan Fiber, Fabric, and Food art show at the Northwest Indian Community Development Center. That's how I actually met Sharon. You found me a table, and through there I was able to talk to individuals. So we have our merchandise, which is more than just the t-shirt. By the way, all of our stuff is 100% native-made products. We have our design team, the artists who are actually supplying us with the design, the stickers, we have coffee mugs, we have a planner that was actually printed here at the Tribal College utilizing the printing department there. When people walk by, I hope they stop and look at that. But you can ask Sharon. The first thing that I say is, this is our merchandise, but this isn't really why we're here. And so we do talk about the Buy Native program and how we can help individuals, specifically Native individuals, reach the goals that they want. And we meet them wherever they're at, whether you're just thinking about a business, whether you want to move forward in a business, whether you already have one and you just want a little bit more infrastructure or some credit counseling advice. Our alliance partners and our resources would cover all of it.
Okay, so you provide other services besides advertising the person who has a product for sale or the business. So you also provide services to those individuals as far as, so what kind of services do you provide them?
Anything and everything you could think of. Again, we have individuals who are like, well, I just do this at home and it's something fun that I do and it's, I don't know if I really want to move in that direction. We would have information available for them. We also are really heavily involved in cooperative development in Minnesota right now. There's a lot of opportunities to have that community involvement, that tribal stake in your development, whatever you're doing, whether it's food, agriculture. So we know there's a lot of food deserts around here. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get, you know, decent produce at a decent price. So coming together, really encouraging that collaborative idea and visioning on how we can all help each other, make sure that our resources and the money that we spend goes to our communities and goes to our individual members rather than going to corporations and leaving our communities.
Do you have services like business planning or helping people figure out loans and
absolutely
financial planning or something like that?
Absolutely. So I'm actually going to take advantage of our credit counseling because as an individual, have terrible credit. So if I ever want to advance a little bit further than what I'm doing right now, or maybe, I don't know, get a loan for a fence in my backyard, I would be able to go through them. They would explain to me A's through Z's of what credit is. And that would either be through our office, or if you're not located in Minneapolis or near one of our contracted people, then we would refer you out to places like the NWICDC or, you know, Blandin Foundation. A lot of our alliance partners do a lot of the same work that we do. And so more than just promoting Maniba, our goal is to really promote everybody in Indigenous country that's doing something to help entrepreneurship and business development in Indian country.
Oh, that's cool.
That is.
You had asked a question about what is our target audience for our Buy Native program. Right now, our target audience is anybody looking to buy Native. We really want to encourage Native entrepreneurs or businesses, organizations, higher education, and business professionals to register there. And the people who are on our directory are definitely, we're targeting Native individuals because it is a Buy Native business directory. But there are a lot of opportunities across the state for other people who are actually looking to source Native materials, like wild rice. Mm-hmm. If you wanted wild rice and you didn't really know a lot about it, but you were really interested in buying directly from, you know, a Native mm-hmm. seller, that would be a place you could go and look. And I have a lot of friends who aren't Indigenous, who aren't Native, who actually do like to source their food, their meats, from Native-owned companies because of the way that we inherently treat our animals, the way that we follow our traditions. And I think everybody kind of wants a piece of that.
Mentioning wild rice, I was just traveled so much lately, I can't remember where I was at, but I was in a convenience store and they had, you know, cultivated wild rice, which is paddy rice, which isn't really mm-hmm. wild rice. And then they had, you know, airboat harvested wild rice, which I thought they must have gotten from Canada. And, you know, none of it had the, you know, there's a law that you have to have, it has to say something like hand harvested by natives or something like that on the labeling. They didn't have, and I know I was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. We were in Hinkley.
It didn't have any, oh yeah, right next to Mille Lacs, I guess, then. Nothing available. And, you know, that's even more disgusting when I think about it, that Hinkley was right next door.
Uh-huh.
They could have been selling mm-hmm. Native wild rice, and they weren't. You know, that's so hard to reach that business. So, you know, was that ever something that somebody in your organization would do? Like, if you saw something like that, would you actually, like, hey, you're right next to a reservation, how come you're not Have you ever thought of, you know, how do you start that conversation with a business?
I have those conversations all the time, mostly because I just like to talk to people.
Yeah.
But if I see something like that in my own personal life, what I do is I just mention politely. You know, a lot of it is not necessarily intentional. It's just something that they know how to do. They know people are interested in wild rice, and it's easy to go online and order. You know, you can't see what I'm doing there, but
air quoting,
yeah, just for the radio audience. But you know, it's easy for them to, it's accessible, right?
Yep.
Right? And so again, that's what part of the business directory and the Buy Native campaign is about, making that purchase accessible, letting them know that, hey, do you have a manager or somebody I could speak with? And, you know, let them know that here are places that you can go. Here are people that you can order from that not only comply with the law, it looks great for your business mm-hmm. when you're sourcing naturally and locally, and just all around a better practice than buying industrial.
Part of the problem is with wild rice, a lot of people don't know the difference between a paddy rice mm-hmm. and wild rice. We know the difference, mm-hmm. but the majority of people, they don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, the odd thing is that I think maybe a lot of people around here don't know that, or maybe tourists don't know that, but there are native companies that are selling in New York, and they are selling mm-hmm. in Italy, mm-hmm. and they are commanding a huge, mm-hmm. like, you're talking $19 a pound for wild rice, but locally, you know, $8-$9 a pound.
Yeah.
It's healthy, it's organic, it's
delicious.
It's all these things, and yet in this area it doesn't seem like it's valued as much as it should be, or
it's not valued mainly because it's here.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like if we brought in truffles, mm-hmm. you know, something that's a high value thing, because we don't have that here.
Yeah.
Or so, me living in North Dakota, one of my favorite things to do is travel throughout the state of Minnesota, because I get to see trees and take some turns while I'm driving. Yeah. You know, I value that, but I bet you guys don't value that. You don't think about that. Okay,
yeah.
You guys do. But,
yes.
You know, like, so you appreciate what you don't have, mm-hmm. and you value a little bit more what you don't have, or that's not accessible to you.
Right.
And when it's just here, it's just like, I grew up with that. You know, it's no big deal, and it's not something that you're really thinking of or cognizant of. And again, going back to the Buy Native program, that's what we're trying to do with the stickers and with the planners and with the bags and with the mugs and with the talking, and everything that we're trying to do is to encourage people to buy native. We've actually developed a definition for what it is to buy native, and that's to shop with intent to support not only the indigenous entrepreneur, but the community that he or she serves. And so it takes work.
Yeah.
It does. And so with the business directory stemming from the campaign, we are looking to make that easier. So right now it's we're developing a new page. We already have the new website domain bought, which is buynativebiz.com, or I think it's .org. And then the next phase will be to move into an application. So let's say I'm here, which I've been here quite a few times. I'm always looking for a native place to eat. Does anybody know anybody who's native that's, you know, selling, or is there a restaurant or a food stand, something? And I haven't been able to get an answer to the affirmative that yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Well, we got to change that. Well, if I'm in a place and I'm looking for something, what's the thing you open up on your phone the most? If you're, you know, need directions, or you're like, oh, where is that again?
Google Map.
Do you guys ever just search it for, like, food or gas station near me?
Yes, okay. I do.
So imagine we have an application that can search by your location to tell you where and how far the nearest business is. Or if you're just sitting at home, like I sometimes do, and make wish lists on Amazon, you search for an item, right? Do I want clothing? Am I looking for services for my house? Do I need lawn care? Am I looking for a native nurse practitioner or a doctor or a social worker? You can search by item or by what you're looking for, and then have that populate so that you can plan for in the future, or maybe have your items mailed to you.
Yeah.
So it's the premise of it, it's an interface. We are not selling products. We are not buying products. We are just providing an opportunity for people to reach the individuals that are.
This is really interesting. So you're serving this, like, kind of a Great Lakes. Let's just call it the Great Lakes.
Yep.
You know. But do you know if you're the only organization, like, nationwide doing this? or?
Absolutely not. So there have been other organizations, even in the Midwest here, that have done something like it. There's one that's just specifically for Native procurement, for government contracting. There's one that the North Dakota Indian Business Alliance had done. But ours is a little bit different. It's really simple. The input is really easy. The response time is a little bit better, and the search quality is better. We did a lot of research before we kind of moved as full as we could. I think there's also places here that have business directories. I can't remember the name of the organization, but it's a nonprofit here in Bemidji that has a list of local businesses on their website. And so we don't ever take anything from anybody else's. We don't ever register a business. It has to be that individual that registers themselves. But we always reach out and try to make those connections and send emails like, hey, you know, we have this event going on. Would you be able to send this out to your listserv? Or, hey, this is going on in your area. Not sure if you knew. Just wanted to give you the know. Like when Sharon invited me to the June 7th, First Friday walk, I've promoted that as well. So we do work with other organizations.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Always, always. Anytime there's a good event or anytime there's any event involving Natives, it's really important that we come together and attend as much as we can.
This one's going to be really great, too.
Is there any thoughts to like trying to collaborate or link or connect with these other organizations or to expand into, you know, maybe the Plains region or something like that in the future? Or?
Absolutely. We kind of already have something like that with the Indian or Indigenous Business Alliances. So we have the Regional Indian Business Alliance, which is Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Montana, and I think one more that I'm forgetting because
Michigan?
I would. Maybe, yeah. So we have all of these that come together and they meet on a monthly basis and they talk about what they're doing in their groups and their communities. One of the reasons why I really love working for MANIPA is because I'm a North Dakota gal. I love Minnesota. I love the fishing up here. But that's where my home is and that's where my people are from. And so coming in and learning a lot, it starting from the beginning, it's kind of daunting. But I have the luxury of having Pamela, who has like 30 years of resources. I encourage anybody who has any questions about Indigenous business, whether they're in Minnesota or anywhere in the world, to look at the website, www.mniba.org. We have funding resources, we have web links, we have programming resources, we have resources to help you write your business plan, we have resources that will give you an outline, everything and anything. Yeah. And so, but yeah, so I think I answered your question a little
bit.
Yeah,
you did. So are you...
What was the question?
Linking, connecting, collaborating, expanding.
I was joking.
I thought I had to remind you. Are you tracking your success?
It depends or what you define as tracking. Do we monitor our social media presence and where we're at on that? Absolutely. Do we monitor like analytics with our website? For sure. But I think the most important for us is how the community feels. The individuals that we've worked with from start to finish, Danny Paradas, who her and her mother have actually developed an aeroponic system for growing year-round. It's like hydroponics, but with air, a year-round aeroponic system. And that was through the mentorship and the collaboration with MANIPA and our alliance partners.
I like that idea, like the individual themselves gets to define the success. Also, like increases in, you know, people buying from natives or I don't know how you track that, but it seems like it would be an important data set to have when you're trying to serve and meet the, you know, by native campaign type. How could you track or how are you tracking if there is an increase in?
I think that the one way you would do that would be if somebody was already on the list and they started telling, hey, my business is succeeding because I'm listed with by native, so go enlist with by native. So you're seeing an increase of people putting into their directory because they've done so well with by native that why wouldn't I take advantage of that? I think that would be a way of knowing if you are being successful or not.
Absolutely.
I think so too. Yeah, that would be a good thing.
One of the things that we had started working on at our last quarterly meeting with our Bi-Native group was, I always like to stay in unusual places. I'm not like a LinkedIn or comfort in type of gal. I like to stay in family-owned cabins, and I always look for Native-owned properties first. So I was up in Grand Rapids. We had our meeting at the Blandon Foundation there. The night before, I was unpacking, and I was looking at this basket full of all of these pamphlets and everything that is available, whether it's fishing, guided fishing tours, hunting tours, different local restaurants or places that you could be. And on the fridge, too, all three sides that I could see were covered with information about what's there to do local. And so kind of building on that idea, we had assigned different people to talk to the Visitors Bureau. So every town kind of mm-hmm. has like a Visitors Bureau. Yeah. And mm-hmm. ask how they can be included in that, how the local businesses can be included in that. And through our alliance partners, like the McRosty Arts Center, or our individual entrepreneurs, like Paint It LLC, it's owned by, he owns his own painting company. We ask people like that to kind of forward the information, help us get the information out.
Right.
Because a lot of it, you know, in Native country, it's all word of mouth. Like, hey, yeah. what's going on? Speaking of, did you guys hear about Jason MoMA being at the Crow Fair this year? Like, yeah. just letting you guys know. But, you know, so what better way to get it on our communities? Target people who aren't necessarily intentionally trying to buy Native, but if there's an opportunity, it doesn't matter if it's a Native-owned company or not. To them, probably not. To us, it's a little bit more of an opportunity.
I'm really grooving on this concept of what you're doing. It's really cool. This is cool.
Turtle Island or the stickers?
Like, seeing our florals, seeing our creation story in an advertisement, you know, to buy Native. You know, like, I always try to put the word out when I, you know, there's a good product. Like, somebody just gifted me the 8th generation blanket.
Mm-hmm. And by Sarah Egerton House.
Yeah, well, that was who designed the one that I got.
She's the one who designed this one.
This one? I really didn't know anything about him, even though I'd heard about him. I wasn't mm-hmm. thinking about it. And I was reading the box, and I'm like, well, this is really cool. Well, then I went to the website. I mean, it's, like, really totally super cool.
Yep.
Native owned, Native designed, you know,
yep.
80% indigenous people working there mm-hmm. and doing cool things in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of business that I want to support, you
Absolutely.
Know, and I will, you know, I always wondered why you're buying Pendleton's anyway, because of the
right?
whole thing. But I mean, now you have a place where you can go buy those blankets that we want to honor people
mm-hmm.
with and really feel awesome about yep. having that blanket, you know?
Yep. And knowing that, supporting Indigenous entrepreneurs. And you know what? Until I started working for Maniba and had our first quarterly meeting, I didn't even know that Pendleton wasn't Native-owned or didn't have any Native influence in it.
No,
or none
that.
Of the proceeds go back to our Indigenous communities at all. Had no idea. It blew my mind. And so, and I've told that to people. I was like, do you know what? Pendleton's not Native-owned. What? Yeah, nobody's there. Nobody's working there that's Native. It's yeah. just, again, appropriation. We had talked about too is, you know, do we include the ability to review or kind of do like a Yelp review of something? And we decided against it because it's not our place to judge each individual corporation.
Yeah.
It's our job to connect them with the people who are wanting to buy or shop. And so
I think that's smart
yeah.
to leave that for that to go on the entrepreneur's page.
Yep.
The
yep.
reviews to be there.
Exactly. And the only thing that we would review is internally, are they still an active member on this directory? Is all their information up to date? And that's the only feedback or review mm-hmm. that they would get is, are you still available? Mm-hmm. Is this all the same?
Yeah.
Because there is an issue of a business will pop up and they're really going places and then, you know.
They're gone.
They're gone. Or you'll go to the website and the number's disconnected.
Yep. yep.
Or, you know, yep. the email is returned. You know, and so again, talking about the ease and accessibility of how do we make it easier to buy Native, knowing that when you send somebody, it's not going to be an empty storefront and it's not going to be a disconnected line.
Exactly. Well, that's one of the things when you're helping people understand how to run a business and mm-hmm. be successful, that they got to have the correct information to mm-hmm. contact you, and you got to have your mm-hmm. stuff updated so you can
absolutely,
you know.
We're hoping to do a boot camp here soon. And if it's not this summer, it'll be relatively shortly. That Maniba's done in the past, which is you get your bio written, you get your headshot done, and you get your kind of a little overview on your business plan and where you're at. So you leave with a jump drive with all this information ready for your social media accounts, for your website. So we're adding another component to that, which is setting up your social media accounts and helping you with your website planning. right now there's a lot of interfaces that make website interaction a really, really easy thing to do. But if you're not thinking about that, because when you talk about Indian country, a lot of us, myself included, will have a great idea, right? And we'll want to jump head first. All right, I got this idea. I'm gonna run with it. And so you do all the stuff that necessarily doesn't need to be done first, which is basically opening up your business without really understanding what it takes to run a successful business or to run a business that can sustain itself.
Right.
And so that's a lot of what Maniva does. Again, we meet people where they're at. So if you're thinking about having a business and you don't know where to start, start with us. If you already have a business and you feel like you're drowning, come to us. We can help you still build that infrastructure in. And with our board members and with Pamela and our alliance partners, we have a lot of really good mentors. We have a lot of really good people who have been doing this for years and years and years, decades. Utilize them. There are resources out there that won't cost you a penny, but take the time to intentionally get excited, stop yourself and ask, okay, I want to do this, but do you want it to be successful or do you want to get it done? And so if you want it to be successful, it takes that pre-planning or it takes that interventional planning where you already started. We need to help you out. We need to boost you up and push and do whatever you need. So a lot of great ideas and a lot of great businesses and profit opportunities kind of die by the wayside because you're not prepared.
Yeah. The big thing is, I see it all the time, is I didn't know it was going to be this much work.
It's like not necessarily so much work. It's like continual work.
Yep.
Because like I've watched her plan events. That's insane, planning an event. Like you're
high five to that. That's ridiculous.
Messaging you like all the time, and it's not like my job. I go in and I sit down for 8, 9, 10 hours a day and I'm done and I leave and I don't ever think about that again until I come back to that thing. Yeah. And those kind of businesses are like, you're always thinking about something that's going on that you need to do to keep that business afloat and going and moving. So starting your own business, man, that's, you gotta be ready for the,
it's a long haul.
It's big, it's scary, but it's worth it. Yeah. It's worth it. Do you want to be working for somebody else's dream or do you want to pursue your own? You know, and sometimes that's why I contract, because I like to work for stuff that I truly believe in.
Yeah.
But I'm not at a place in my life where I'm able to do that on my own. So I'm working for my dream, but just in a different way. But again, I'm still a contractor.
Yeah.
So that means I get to work for my dreams as well. I get to choose which dreams I work on. Yeah. But I think a lot of it too is in the very beginning, it is a lot of work. And if you're not familiar with finances, if you're not familiar with the technology that it would take to make it work, it's super daunting. It's like doing anything brand new for the very first time. Once you get the hang of it though, that part becomes routine. And it is a continuation. But just like you have to be here from, let's say, 8 to... You have to be here for your hours, you know, your regular hours, because you're a paid employee. The owner of this business takes all the responsibility, and they have to make sure that if you're not here, they're covering.
Yep.
They have to make sure that they are in a place to be sustainable, to invest in their employees, and to make sure they're where they need to be. I'm just like, I'm really grateful that you invited me here and you contacted me and you said everything.
I want our listeners to hear about this because,
absolutely,
you know, somebody's sitting there thinking about their dream. There's resources out there to help you
accomplish that,
reach your dream. So
But sometimes what I experience a lot, especially with natives, is it's really hard to ask for help. You know, it's really hard to reach out and say, I don't know how to do this.
A native organization to go to, because we can talk to each other.
Absolutely.
Just fine.
Absolutely.
A native owned organization that you can go to and ask for help.
That you can reach out to, and you know that they're not going to make fun of you or they're not going to turn you away.
They're going to joke with you in a mannerism that you understand.
Exactly, right? And just having that ability to know there's an organization out there, whether we have the things that you need or not, we can help you find what you need to get where you want to go.
Yeah.
And again, it's all free. The Buy Native campaign merchandise, it's pretty inexpensive, but it continues to fund the Buy Native campaign.
Yeah, my t-shirts, they were $15.
Yep.
and it's floral, and it's awesome.
Yeah. One thing that I do want to say, too, about the Buy Native program and the Buy Native Business Directory, is it's not just for business owners, organizations. It's for business professionals. So if you're in an urban setting and you want a social worker who is Native, they're able to list on the on the registry as well, or the business directory.
Nice.
If you're looking for, like me, if you're dealing with my health, if you're helping me with my finances, we just bought liability insurance for one of our big events through a Native insurance agent listed on our directory. And it's not just for the business itself, it's for those business professionals who want to let people know, hey, I'm here serving everybody, but it's for that too.
Very cool.
There's a newsletter that you can get. You can join our mailing list, or you can send in suggestions. So there's something that you think that would help us better connect with, you know, our communities and our Native populations, and what the best way to do that would be, what classes you are really seeing that are needed, let us know. We're here to listen. More than we're here, we want to know what our communities need and what they want and what they want to see. We actually have an event, actually two events coming up in the Fargo area. It's for we're collaborating with the North Dakota Indian Business Alliance, and we're holding the Lunch and Learn Native pop-up. So we're going to learn about cooperative development in the states of North Dakota and Minnesota, where that's at, and have some guest speakers that will really be able to answer the questions that you want, like, what is a cooperative? Why should I be looking into this for my business? The reason why is because it's really hard to do stuff on your own. If you have a group of people who each bring their own unique individualism and talents to the group, it's a lot easier to run a cooperative and to work together than it is to try to forge on your own. So a little plug for cooperative development at our Lunch and Learn from 9 to noon.
Where?
It's going to be at the Fargo Civic Center in Fargo, North Dakota on Saturday, June 22nd. The registration is open. You can visit www.maniba.org. And then also at that Lunch and Learn will be Norma Baker Flying Horse, who is the creator and designer behind Red Berry Woman. She was the first Native fashion designer to be featured on the red carpet and on the Oscar stage. And she's, you know, just got done showing in Paris, Vancouver. She got invited to New York Fashion Week. She was a finalist on Project Runway. And all of that success was generated mostly because of her hard work and her awesome designs, but because she utilized her social media to let people know this is what's going on. And so she's going to talk about how it influenced her as an Indigenous entrepreneur and why it's important to utilize your social media, to utilize your web presence, and how to do it to where you're not spending, you know, hours scrolling through after you finish posting, or you're not struggling. So that's the first event. And then the second part of the event is from 1 to 7. We'll be having the Trading at the Red River Indigenous Marketplace. All Native vendors, family affair outside. We're going to have bouncy houses. We're going to have face painting with traditional designs instead of, you know, just random sparkles. We're also going to have a little art tent inspired by the Zigwan event, when I saw an individual there making chokers, and it was a free will donation, doing a little arts exhibition for kids. We're going to have street vendors that sell food. Master Barber, I think, is what he prefers to go by. And he does designs. He's going to be cutting hair right there. We have somebody who is going to be doing massage therapy. And again, we're looking for everybody, from Bemidji to White Earth to Newtown to anybody who wants to participate. Let's show the FM area what Indigenous actually looks like. So on June 22nd, which is a Saturday, at the Fargo Civic Center, and visit www.mniba.org for more information.
Awesome.
That is cool.
I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us and sharing this awesome adventure you're on.
Heck yeah. So I'm three affiliated tribes, which is Hidatsa, Mandan, and Arikara. I'm mostly Hidatsa, so what we would say is Madzikadads, and thank you. But Migwich and Madzikadads, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This program has been funded by the Legacy Arts, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.